Hello, good morning to you all on this Easter Sunday. Tomorrow will be Easter. Good Friday has just passed, and Maundy Thursday could now be a distant memory. I wonder whether, when we have our giant Easter egg chocolate, we actually think about these days and their significance. We may go to church, and maybe it's one of the only 2 days we go to Mass during the whole year. In this case, at least, we learn something about this historic and indeed spiritual event, and hope that our prayers will have some special effect. But even if we have thought of the importance of this date on the calendar, have we given it any in-depth thought? As far as I'm concerned, these 3 days are the most important 3 days in the history of the Christian era, after the actual birth of Christ and his subsequent transfiguration or transformation to become the anointed Christ, the image of God on earth, and the appointed Son and Savior, bearer of his Father's message to humankind. So I thought I'd like to share with you this morning my thoughts, emotions, and feelings about these occasions. We use the word Good Friday for the day when Jesus actually went to his crucifixion. In the East, it's called the Sad Friday. So why is this discrepancy? Actually, there isn't any. Good Friday is meant to be God Friday, or perhaps Holy Friday. The word holy and good in primitive language are commonly used synonymously. So here we have a sequence of events. Maundy is when Jesus had the Last Supper, washed the feet of his disciples, and asked them to follow his example by serving others. He also took of the bread and the wine, and used the symbolism of his flesh, that is his body, and his blood, knowing that he was going to die the next day. This gives the reason for our Queen's tradition of distributing coins of money on Maundy to the pensioners and do-gooders in recognition of their services. So, on Friday, Jesus is betrayed by one of his disciples, is subjected to what we now call a kangaroo trial, and sentenced to death on the cross. On Monday, he is resurrected and appears to his disciples, who are in total moral collapse after losing their master. He revived their spirit with no less a cheerleader than Mary Magdalene, the first woman to believe in Jesus, and the woman who buried Jesus when he was taken down from the cross. She also happened to be the first person to witness the resurrection. Indeed, she is called the apostle to the apostles, because Jesus told her to go and tell the apostles about his coming back to life. This happened on the 3rd day after the crucifixion. So, why is it called Easter? Well, it's a celebration of a new life, isn't it? The Easter is a word derived from the Old English word oyster, or new life. Interestingly, it happened on a day that commemorates a very important historic day on the Judaic calendar, that of the Passover, when the children of Israel were saved from the Pharaoh by the parting of the sea. Whether you think this is coincidence, or that it is a sign from God to say that he has the power to give people life as and when he chooses, is up to how you and me wish to think. And whichever way we think, let us remember the significance of the egg. The egg is a shell. It could be empty, or it could be devoid of a living embryo, chick. This is what we as individuals can symbolically be if we are just an outer shell with no real life within us. On the other hand, an egg with a live embryo chick is a symbol of a new life. The fact that these religious events, whether in Judaism or Christendom, occur around the time of the year when nature shows its own signs of renewed life, that is, springtime, adds strength to the concept of the revival of the spirits and the world around us. Easter is preceded by Lent, the period of 40 days of fasting. We note that practically all religions have some ordinance for fasting, and in particular every case it precedes a feast. We have the Muslim fast of Ramadan followed by Eid. The 7 days of fasting in the Jewish tradition may not conform to the pattern, but they are nevertheless an expression of gratefulness and or preparation. With the Christian tradition, the fasting is for 40 days, and the significance is that Jesus was led to fast in the wilderness before being tempted by Satan. The place of Easter on the calendar is decided each year by calculating the day of the full moon after the 21st of March, when the sun is at the equinox, indicating the beginning of spring. In this respect, it is worth noting that this is a time of the year when other people had feasted, even the pagans in England before Christianity, and even with the ancient Persians, the Greeks, the Egyptians, and so on. It is a time of the year for rejuvenation and renewal. In my personal view, the symbolic resurrection of Jesus on Easter has been the trigger that fired that starting shot in the rise of the apostles to meet their destiny to deliver the word of Jesus Christ to the world. I cannot think of anything more important in the history of humanity than this. So I ask everyone, whether they go to church or not, to see this day in its true light, to celebrate it, enjoy it, but also prayerfully thank God for giving us the message of Jesus Christ, even up till now, more than 2,000 years after his death. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.